And that's Lamed Tesem at Aleph. I'm starting from the Mishnah. Ve'elu yiroki she'odam yoytzi bem yidei chayvosei bepesach. Ve'chazeres, betamcha, ve'charchavino, ube'ulshin, ube'morer. Yoytzi ben, ben lachim, ben yiveishim. Avo loy kvushim, ve'loy shlukim, ve'loy mevusholim. Mitzdafen lekezayis, and all the minim are mitzurif lekezayis. The Sfas Emes wants to be mitzadid, wants he is a very chosh of a diik. Lechere umitzdafen lekezayis is going on the minim. We mentioned that yoyitze bechazeres, betamcha, bechavina, beulshin, bemorer. And you can be mitzaref lekezayis. And you, if you'll have a little chazeres, a little tamch, a little chachavine, and they'll all add up to a shir kezayis, the eved yoyaita. Yoyaita with this. Before we say over the Sfas Emes, perhaps let us see the ran on the rif. The ran on the rif, it's taf yudalachum at base. So the Ran says as follows. Umitztalfen lekezayis, lotzeis yidei chayvosei. Venire li, tohu adin davemotzi lemisni linyin kezayis matze de mitztalfen. We learned that by, there are five minim, chameshes aminim, one is yoytze mitzvah matze. So it could also have said, why did the Tanda wait for this Mishnah to tell us Mitztalfen? Look around, a very interesting text. By Matzah, it's Poshit, that it's Mitzurit. Why not? Avolhoche Itzarech, Sal Kedaitach Amina, given the Amriruse Kopdinen, since the Torah was makbid that one should be malgish atam more, is time the chad mevatel bechavrei. So the tam of each one becomes bottle. You have, if you will have, let's say, these minim, we have five minim, so lechayre, so each mean is 4 to 1, is outnumbered by 4 to 1. So I would think the chad mevatel bechavrei. You don't spiel the tam chazeres, the tam ulshim. So mamela, so here we're thinking you can't be mitzarev it, because here you need the tam more. Kamash melo, the kivin, the yesh, lekulam tam meriris, mitzarfen. So the Kamash Malon is that even though the tam proti of each one becomes bottle, aber vinisht vi, you end up with a tam mariris, so it could be mitzaref. That is how the Ran learns pshat in the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That there would be a havamine, since it's a mariris kapdinen, so you wouldn't be yoytze, you were mitzaref. That's how the Ran says pshat. The Sfas Emes is Ma'irer. If you learn like this, we'll see Rashi also learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So Lechere, Umitztafel Lekezayis was written in the wrong place. Eilu Yeroki Shadom Yoytim Dein Chavose Bepesach, Bechazeres, Betamcha, Bechavina, Beulshina, Bemore. Umitztafel Lekezayis. Then, if you say, first we're mentioning about the meaning. So the minim of mitzdafen bekezayis. Then we'll say later how it has to be. Yoytzen ben, ben lachim, ben yeveshim, avoloi kvushim, voloi shlukim, voloi mevusholim. So lechere, mitzdafen lekezayis, like in the middle of nowhere. It should lechere be been written as soon as the Mishnah was minor the minim. So Sfas Emes wants to say, amuyim de kechidish, doesn't remain with the Chiddush, but the Chiddush is kedai to tell over. He wants to say that one is not yoytze, b'sholok, kavush, mevushel. Why not? Because that beinen tam morer veleke. If it's cooked, so the cooking process takes away part of the tam morer. So it's so you're not yaita. You have to have the tam of the morer, and through cooking it loses the tam. So he wants to say a morer de kechidish. There's a din of tam morer beinen. You have to taste meriris. But it could very well be. And the union of tasting meriris, you do not need to taste a kizayis of meriris. That means could be there are two aloches. There's one aloche that we learn out is a din of achilas morer. It's also unclear how we know you have to have a kizayis of morer, a matzah some roirim yechlu is going on the Kolben Pesach. Shagazayi wants to say that din kizayis we learn out on tzehekish morer to matzah, just like by matzah there's a mitzvah of a kezayis, berev teichlo matzahs who are din by morer. But upon them there's a din kezayis. So it could be the din kezayis, you have to eat a kezayis of morer. Need a chilas morer. Then there's another halacha. There's halacha, you have to be malgish atam riris. So the Tzvastemis wants to say that's true. So what will be if I'll have a half a kizayis of a mevushel de kemorer and a half a kizayis of good morer? So umitztal from the kizayis. That's right. After, even though he said loy kevushim. And pshat in the Mishnah, it's beautiful. Loy kevushim, loy shlukim, loy mevusholim. That means if you'll have a whole kizayis of mevushel, you won't yaitze. Because you're missing, there's an inyan to be malgish tamariris. But could use this mevushel to be mashlem the shir zayis. That's who wants to be mitzavid. But he says it's a very big chiddush. He wouldn't want to be seimach on it. The yaitzin bekelach shalahem, yaitzin bekelach with the stalk. Ubedmai, ubedmai sarishin shenit lo tumosai. So we yaitze by morer also. Now, before we'll see Rashi, we have to know there's a tremendous machloikis. On the Mishnah alone, the Ritve brings down a machloikis that he has with the Ra'or. And in Halacha, there's a very big machloikis. The Mishnah says, Eilu yiroki shodom yaitze mnei chavose bepesach. What is pshat uvemorer? So the Ra'or says pshat uvemorer means kol yerikma. That means we have four minim, and perhaps we have a din kedime for these four minim, and then, if you don't have that, kol yerikma. There's only a din lechatchile to be magdim minim, but kol yerikma yoyotze. And the Ritva says that morer is, there's a mean morer, this is this is the fifth mean. There's no such thing as kol yerech ma. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tofayin Gimel, we paskin, the first the Mechaba brings down the meaning one is yoytze, and then the Ramah says that if she doesn't have these meaning, we should take kol yerech ma. And that is al kaponim. So the Ramah Paskin says this like the Ra'or. And Mr. Rashi in Chumash, Kol Yerek Ma Kori More. We will see later as the Sugya progresses, there are Lechere Rayas, Ahin and Aher, from the Sugya to this Chakira. If Lefiya Emeth, there is a Heloche of Minim, or there's no Heloche of Minim, Kol Yerek Ma, you also Mekai Mitzvah Smore. Let us see Rashi. Eilu yiroki shodom yoytze bem yidei chayvosoi, bechazeres uvetamcha v'ulshim v'chavina v'morir kulum meforish b'gmor. Kvushim, loy kvushim. So Rashi says, b'chaymetz. So the Chokyakev wants to say, two mahalchim in Rashi. Mahalach number one, there's a machlekes arishainim, we know there's a loch kovush kimavushul. The process of kvisha, of soaking a machol in a mashke, is kimavushel. It's equivalent to bishul. it's maflit, it can be nice and tam. It's a din kovush kemabushel. Now, there's a machlokes of Rishonim, is this dafke if it's kovush in adover chorif, or if it's kovush b'mayim choftale choice. Rashi sheet is brought down that Rashi holds kovush b'mayim is not kovush. So memele, so that's why it could be Rashi saying kvushim b'chaymetz. Because the Rashi holds only a dover charef, there's their halacha of a kovush kimavushel. Kvisha b'mayim b'chlal, there's no halacha that it is considered kimavushel. That is one way we can learn pshat in Rashi. L'shitosai. Let's go a little further, and then we'll see there's another way out to learn pshat. Shlukin muvusholim harbe miyot. Hachani moichin. It's a gangin. Muvusholim kederich bishol. It's not cooked so long. Samazay mevushol. Let us look on daflam et tesam et beis. Loi shlukin v'loi mevusholim. Mashme the shlike have a tvei me bishol. There seems to be a machlekes harishayim also is shlike cooked more than bishol or is shlike less than bishol. Rashi knows it seems to say not like a Rashi that shlike is less than bishol. So Taisa says from our Mishnah it would seem that shlike is more than bishol. The ilav hochi avizu pein tzorich leimazu. If we will say that shlike is less than bishul, that means we'll say shlike is 3/4 cooked. So then the Mishnah is very shver. So it says, you're not yoitze if it's 3/4 cooked, that's shlukin. And you're not yoitze if it's completely cooked. So zubein tzorach leimer zuktoni. If I know you're not yoitze with shlukim, I've had to give you not yoitze with mubushalim. So therefore Taisvah says we have to learn punkt vaker. Shlukim means it's overcooked. So Mamela overcooked. No, see, not Yaitza when it's overcooked. What if it's normally cooked? Maybe you are Yaitza. So the Mishnah is Loizu Avsu, that not only overcooked, there's no Tamatze, no, cooked alone, there's also no Tamatze. That's what Taisu says Pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is going with a Seder of Loizu Avsu, so now we have to start from loy kvushim, loy shlukim, loy mevusholim. So there's a meir de kekashe. Kavush is kim mevushol. Just either it's equivalent to mevushol or like mevushol. So how do you have there loy kvushim, loy shlukim? That means if the Tanna tells us that kavush alone is possible, so vadigiv is sholuk is possible. Sholuk is overcooked. So if kovush kimavushal is possible, sabad the gibis sholuk is possible. That's a kasha that the Chok Yaakov asks. So therefore the Chok Yaakov says, so we have to say in kovush is another chiddush. Besides the din of kovush kimavushal, if it's kovush b'chaimet, so we have here kovush b'mayim, mevushal b'mayim. So you don't have something that is mikalkul the tam morer. Water doesn't have a tam, but the cooking process alone takes away, drains, dilutes the tam of morer. Chaimetz is fakert. You have chaimetz as its own tam. It's adding its own tam. So if there's a din of tam morer, so chaimetz is more poshut than mevushel or show look that it's no good. Because in the inyan of tam morer, so al kaponim, since chaimetz has its own tam, so it's zicher more mekalkul the tam morer than sai shaluk and sai mevushel. So therefore, the Chok Yaakov wants to say afilu not Rashi l'shitosai that kovush. He wants to be miyashiv the minigoilam. The minigoilam used to be, we're speaking about without refrigeration. They used to go and soak the morer in water, that it should remain fresh, the leaves shouldn't wilt. So he says, Fakert, they're doing the right thing. The whole psul of kovush in the Mishnah is only kovush b'chaimetz. Because the seder of the Mishnah is loizu avzu. So chaimetz, the tam chaimetz, is zicher mekalkul the tam morer. Then the Tanna continues, that not only the tam chaimetz, bishul alone, even though it's only water, Shalak alone, or Bishul alone, is also Mikalkul the Tam Morer. So comes out Kvushim Bechaymitz is lav dav kerashi l'shitosa. Umitztalfen l'kezayis. Im ein loy me echad mehem kezayis. What happens if he doesn't have a kezayis from one of them? Avul yesh loy mizeh chatzi zayis. Umizeh chatzi zayis. Mitztalfen zeh im zeh kedei lotzayis yedei chayvosay. Zamer de kediyek from Rashi. Rashi says that the whole din of mitzvahfen bekezayis, so Rashi says, im ein loy. It means we didn't have this in the Ran. The Ran said mitzvahfen bekezayis, lo se teche bosay, who didn't buy kezayis matzah. The Chiddush is, kim damirusa kabdinen, kamash malon, kim yishlokulum tamarius, mitzvahfen. So al kolponim, the Ran doesn't seem to say that it's only a b'diyevedik haloche, em ein loy. Rashi says im ein loy. That means im yesh loy. Then you should use if you have a kezayis of one mean, so you should take the kezayis of that mean. Im ein loy may echad mehem kezayis. And let us look at Rashi further. Rashi makes a whole bunch of conditions over. Avo yeshloi mizeh chatzi zayis u mizeh chatzi zayis. And what will it be if I have 3/4 of a zayis and 1/4 of a zayis? Rashi seems it won't be good. Rashi said, saying halachas over here. He doesn't have a kezayis, and yeshloi mizeh chatzi zayis, a chatzi zayis, mitzavim zeh mizeh, delotzeis yedei chayvosei. So the Svasemis is medayik this from Rashi. So the Svasemis says that Rashi held that takya 3/4 and 1/4 won't be good. Why will 3/4 and 1/4 won't be good? He says, because the 1/4 will become bottled to the 3/4. So there's a din bittel, it's bottled. That's why Rashi says, takya chatzi vechatzi. And if that is true, that there's a din bittel, so it could be, that's why Rashi said, im ein loy, because im yesh loy, we don't play around with shiurim. Who can be sure that it's takke machtz al machtze? It's efshel etzamtzem. If lemaise it is that way, that if you have roiv of one mean, the other one will become bottle. So therefore, davke meiloi. Im yeshloi, they won't seimach that lemaise it is takke achatzi zayis for chatzi zayis. Now, L'chayre from the Ran seems to disagree with this. The Ran seems to say, Mitztalfen l'kezayis, you have all 5 meaning together. Mitztalfen l'kezayis. And in 5 meaning, Betzim, you have a bittel. Each mean is outnumbered by 4 kenegdoi. So L'chayre, it would seem that there's a machloikis. It could very well be that the machloikis is totally in what we have mentioned before. We mentioned before there's a machloikis, the ra'o and the ritve. By morer, is there a inyan of minim? Or kol yerek mar is good. If there's an inyan of minim, that means you need the chazeres and ulshin. So it could be if the tam ulshin becomes bottle, So it's not, it's bitter maybe, but you lost the mean of ulshin. There's a din bittel. The meat becomes bottled to the right. Doesn't become chazeres, but it could be it loses the chshivis of ulshin. So that's why there's a din bittel. If we will learn that the kol yerek mar, there's no, so it could be, I mean, what could be wrong over here? Bitter is this. That's the way the Ran is Messiah. Everything is a tam morer. So it won't be malgish the tam ulshin, but l'chayre there's no dinaminim. Could be this is the beer of the machlekes of Rashi and the Ran. Ubedmai ubermaisa rishin shenit lo trumosay. Avol betevel loy. Tevel you're also not yoytze. But the davke dmai you're yoytze. Or Maisrishish Nitl Tumosa. Fa'af al gav the Maisa Yerek the Rabbonim. Even though Maisa Yerek is the Rabbonim. Havi lo mitzvah habo ba'avere. Or be a mitzvah habo ba'avere. Dumye da'otze shayne nokev ta'amorim bepirke.
Now, L'chayre, we have to understand this Rashi also. Rashi is medayik from the Mishnah, D'mai is no good. D'mai is good, avol v'tevel loy. Like the Rashi, why is tevel no good? Afol gav d'mai se yerek d'rabonon. It's only a d'rabonon. Why is the chayis from Rashi? What would be if tevel would be a d'raise? Then Rashi would understand the Mishnah. Now Rashi is a problem. What is the difference to Rashi if Tevel is a Darabonon or if Tevel is a Derais? So L'chayre, the difference is as follows. If there would be a Tevel Derais by Morer, we had learned before, and that Lamed Heyamed Beis, why is Tevel possible by Matzah? So the Gemara says there's a Hekish. L'seichel Olof Chomet Tishi V'shem Teichel Olof Matzahs, Mi Sheisurei Mishum Bal Teichel Chomets, Yotzoze Shein Yisurei El Mishum Bal Teichel Tevel. The Gemara said that matzah shel tevel is posel because when it's chometz, it's only osar al tevel, it's not osar al chometz. And one mahalach in the Gemara is ain't isar chal al isar, because the isar chometz is not chal on the isar tevel. So l'chayre, this is only applicable if you have a tevel deraisa. If you have a tevel deraisa, so tevel deraisa is posel by matzah, because the isa chometz cannot be chal on the isa tevel. So tevel deraisa is posel by matzah. So if by morer, there also would be a tevel deraisa, so then Rashi wouldn't have a problem. So Rashi would hold that, you know why Tevel is posel by Morer? Because for Makish, Morer to Matzah. So just like Tevel is posel by Matzah, Tevel is posel by Morer. But a Tevel the Rabbonon isn't posel by Morer either. Als this Drosha. Because on a Tevel the Rabbonon, the Yisra Chometz would be Chal. The Marshal says this on Daf Lamed, Hey Yomid Beis, in Rashi. So Memele, So that's a Rashi in a Kasha. Avol b'tevel loy. V'avol gav the Maisa Yerek the Rabbonon. So if Maisa Yerek is the Rabbonon, so l'chayre the droshe of Mishi Suri Mishim Bal Teichel Chometz is not applicable by a tevel the Rabbonon. Sai by Matzah and Sai by Mor. Even though you have a Hekish, but tevel the Rabbonon would not be possible out by matzah also out this time because the Issa Chometz is chal on tevel the rabbon. So Rashi says, but there's another reason why you're not yoytze. Avelo mitzvah bo baveire. So mitzvah bo baveire dum yidotzi shein enokav da morim bepirkin. Rashi taket avlamadheim at beis says by tevel the rabbon you're not yoytze because mitzvah bo baveire. And the Maharsha says pshat and Rashi al tedrosh Rashi. Couldn't say because the drosh is not applicable by a tevel de rabbon. Zogt die Gemara, Chazeres Chasa, Ulshin Hindevi, Tamche Omer Rabbe Barbachone Tamche Se Shmo, Chalchevine Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lokish Atzavse Dedikla, Ube Morer Merirte. Let us see what Rashi says. Chasa lituge. That they said is a lettuce. Hindavi eisev shekeirim krishpila. There are differences of opinion what mean this is. Others say it's endives, others say it's not endives. Tamchese merubaya. Which it is assumed that this is chrein. Atzavse dedikle. Siv hagodol v'nichach soviv ledekel shekoyren v'dile. This is something that wraps itself, a type of a vine that wraps itself around a dekel. Atzav said the dekel is the ktaisvist, so rechloim edahave means roim. This is not a mean ilon, it's a means roim. The lekamon omrinen mamatzo means roim, af morer means roim. So it's a means roim that wraps itself around the deck. Tani bar kapore. So this is now we know pshat in our Mishnah. Tani bar kapore. Eilu yerokish odom yoitzibem yidei chayvosei bepesach. Beulshin uvetamche. Ubecharchalin. Becharchavinin. Ubechazrin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ul shei sode ve ul shei gine ve chazeres.
Rabbi Yehuda is Moisev Ul Shei Sode, Ul Shei Gine Vachazeres. Fragt die Gemore, Ul Shei Gine Vachazeres Otone Loreishe. Parkapore said, you're not Yoitze Be Ulshin. Ulshin, some of the cultivated Ulshin was Ul Shei Gine. He said, Yoitze Be Chazren, that's Chazeres. So now, so what is Rabbi Yehuda Moisev? Rabbi Yehuda is Moisev Ul Shei Sode. This is a wild Ulshin that grows in the fields. So, frag the Gemara, Ul Shei Gine Vechazeres Atone Lo Reish, it says already in the Reish that you're Yaitza with them. So why, what is Shad, he says, so why does he have to say all these three meaning? He's only Moisev one meaning. And for the Gemara, Ochi Kama, Af Ul Shei Sode Ke Ul Shei Gine Vechazeres. He only wants to be Moisev Ul Shei Sode. He's telling us that Ul Shei Sode Ke Ul Shei Gine Vechazeres. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Mere Reise Vehi Pupritz. Chalchelin Leispar Shmoi. Vechazrin Chazeres. Ul Shei Sode. Af Al Gav Diyesh Lahem Shem Levai. Even though it has a shame levai. Harei hein ke ul shei gine. It is like ul shei gine. Now, Rashi is telling us that, what's the hava mine? That ul shei sode should not be good. Because it has a shame levai. It's not called plain. Ul Shei Gine are called Ulshin. This is not called Ulshin. This is called wild. Wild Ulshin. So here's a shame levai. So I would think it's no good. It's Kamash Malon that it is good. Now, from this Rashi alone, it would seem that there's a loche in Minim. Because the whole psul of Shem Levi is only if the Torah said this mean, so this is not that mean, this is a different mean. This is not Ulshin, this is Ul Shei Sode. That's number one. Number two, if there is a din in Minim, and there is a chesoron of Levi, Shem Levi, so he good for kasha. Why is it taka good? Why is it taka good? Perhaps we could say Pshat and Rashi is a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Gemara in Sukkah says as follows, that one is Yoitz in the mitzvah of the Lekiches Talad Minim, one of the Minim is Anaf Eitzov is Ahodos. So the Gemara says you Yoitz with a Aso Mitzro. A hodos ha-mitzri. Yaitz with a hodos ha-mitzri. It has seven leaves on it. And that's the Gemara, the Pshita. So the Gemara says, no, I would think you're not Yaitz, because here's a shame levai. So the Gemara says, Zaytaka, you shouldn't be Yaitz. So the Gemara, no, there's Kamash Mon, the Pesach says, Anaf, eight, ovois, so the Torah is marba, even though it has a shame levai. How's he taking the Gemara? Taisvis, lives by a time on this Gemara, Taisus doesn't understand what's flying here. I mean, Taisus says, even the Torah would say, Hodos, so Memele, so Hodos, this is not Hodos, this is Hodos HaMitzri. But the Torah doesn't say Hodos at all, it says, Anaf Eitzovis, so Memele, it's a Psashak Levitarye, it's a Shem Levi, and I think it's no good, and we have a Riboy. Taisus blives by Akasha. Taisus did not understand the sugya. The Beis Meir wants to say a beer in the Gemara, in that Gemara, al pi divrei Harambam. The Gemara in Sukkah, we have similar things in our Gemara also. The Gemara in Sukkah declares what are the Dalad meaning? Priyetz Hodor, maybe it's this, maybe it's this. Gemara brings limudim. It's not this, it can't be this. So when you learn the Gemara, we would think that
Atzeres says pre-Eitz Hodor, the Gemara didn't know what it is, so we have to figure out what the Rabbi Yishmael meant, what mean do you have to take? For pre-Eitz Hodor, for Naf Eitz Ovis, for Avi Nachal. So the Beis Meir brings from the Rambam, and the Akdom at the Perish HaMishnah is Chazal will never misupik what it is. It was a Mesoire for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took an Esreg, he took a Lulav, he took a Dasim. There was zicha a Mesoire, what mean to take. There's no Shaila Eime, Eime. The Shaila Eime is Pshat is, but how is this Merum is in the Torah? The Torah said, Anach HaYitzavis, can I figure this out from the Pasuk also? But not that the halacha I'm figuring out from the pasuk. I the halacha I know you have to take an esrig. I have a mesoire. Halacha l'moshe misini you have to take an esrig. An esrig you have to take. So the shaila is how is it merum is because that is the shakla v'tai in the gemara. Zok the base meyer say bezoy is meyredik. Say bezoy there was a mesoire that you have to take a hodos. It doesn't say beferish, but the mesoire you have to take a hodos. There's no shaila about it. You have to take a hodos. So, Memel, if you have to take a hodas, so a hodas ha-mitzri is taki possible. Because if, sat Hashem Levi. So, if we would only work with the Mesoire, so then Hashem Levi would be a paisel. So, it must have, since it says, anaf eitz ovois, but the Pasik Lemaisa did not mention the shame prati of the mean, even though this is a shame prati. But the Torah mentioned it in a more klolistic oifen. So the mechuvin of the posik is to be malbe Hashem Levi and the mean that was nimsa mi Moshe Rabbeinu. That is how the Beis Meir says pshat in the Gemara. Beautiful pshat in the Gemara. Which says it lives by a tamer. So it could very well be that this is pshat in Rav Yehuda over here. Be'emesin, there was a Mesoire, if we will assume, Rashi seems to hold, like the Ritva, Rashi in our sugya, that there's a din in meaning. So there was a Mesoire of meaning. There was a Mesoire of these, and these meaning. So Memele, so Ulshei, so Ulshin is Ulshei Gine, Ulshei Sode. Ulshei Sode Lemaise is Hashem Levi. So I would think Hashem Levi is no good. It's Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon that Hashem Levi is good. Why is it taki good? It could be because the Torah said Bereirim. Since the Torah, Mamish the Gemara in Sukkot Aflamet Gimel, since when the Torah spoke about the mean, the Torah said it in a vague oifen, so Memela, the purpose of this was that to be Marba Hashem Levi. Could be this is Pshat and Rashi. There's another problem. The Gemara is Shreklich Malba, Marich. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Af Ulshei Sode, Ba Ulshei Gine Bechazeres. The Gemara said, Ulshei Gine Bechazeres, Atoni Loreishe. Hachikomer lo, Af Ulshei Sode, Ke Ulshei Gine Bechazeres. So why do you have to give so many Misholem? Af Ulshei Sode, Ke Ulshei Gine. Forget the Shem Levi doesn't pass. How does the Chazeres come in? It's like Chazeres. How does Chazeres? The Sosom Diki Gemara. The Yitzlach wants to say that Pshat in the Gemara is, later we'll have another, in a few lines further down, we have another member of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Chazeres Yoylin, V'Chazeres Galin Ki Yoytzibem. So Rashi says, and that Rabbi Yehuda, Chazer is Galim, Shem Levayu. It's a Shem Levay. So the Tzlach wants to say that that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that Ulshei Sode is like Ulshei Gine. Just like I said, Av Chazer is Yoylim, Chazer is Galim, Ki Yoytzeben. Just like I said later, by Chazer is a Shem Levay doesn't pass. So who adin by Ulshin, it also doesn't pass. It's also unclear, because what is the yichis of Chazeres Galin over Ulshei Sode? What is the... Perhaps the chiddush is that... we'll learn, later we'll see in the Gemara, that the Mishnah was written with a Moiradike Daikonis. The Mishnah wrote a Seder, Chazeres, Tamcha Chachavine, so the Seder of the Mishnah is to be Magdim, the Minim. That, preferably one should take Chazeres, if not, to take the next Min. Halkoponim, so there's actually say, there's a Greis in the Mishnah, the Seder's Chazeres Ulshin. That's what's in the Gemara, not the way it says in our Mishnah, that's what's brought down Shulchan Aruch also. Not Chazeres Tamcha. Chazeres Ulshin Tamcha. Al Kaponim, there's a Seder. So perhaps the Chiddush is, Rabbi Yehuda said later, Av Chazeres Yoylem Chazeres Galen Ki Yoytzi Behem, could be he's not only saying that the Shem Levi is not Mekalkul, but he's saying that the Shem Levi is equivalent to Chazeres. That means, if you have Chazeres Galen in Ulshin, so Chazeres Galen is better. So he's telling us Kiyotze Ben that it has the din kedime, not only it's kosher, it has the din kedime of Chazeres. So Memela could be that's why Rabbi Yehuda chapson af ulshei sode ke ulshei gine vechazeres. That means so the Tzlach says he was the one that said Chazeres Hashem Levi is not mekalkul, but could be he said more than that by Chazeres. He said by Chazeres Kiyotze Ben. That not only Shem Levi does not pass all the mean, but it's equivalent to Chazeres. And there's din ekdima over the other meaning. So memele, hu adin, ul shei sode ka ul shei gine. Maybe this is pshat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Meir oimer af esvos veture umar yeruo. Zog the Rashi. Esvos v'ture ma yirua mine yirokes. They're also good. Omer le Reb Yosi esvos v'ture echetu umar zehu yirua. We have here a girs on the side. Esvos v'ture chatu umaru v'zehu umar yirua. The Davoini, I don't understand what Reb Yosi is saying. The schoilik and exactly what he schoilik with Chameir Ips. Amar zeh yirua, shveis nish klor, pshat in Rabbi Yosi's memory. Tone devei Rav Shmuel, eilu yirokei sh'odom yoytze bem yidei chayvose bepesach. Bechazeres, beulshin, ubetamchen, betamche, bechachavinin, bechaginin, ubehardufnin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Chazeres Yoylin, Vechazeres Galen, Kiyotze Ben. Rabbi Loi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Av Arkablin. Vechazarti, Arkablin is also good, Vechazarti Al Kol Talmidov. Rabbi Loi had heard a maimer from Rabbi Lezer, that Arkablin is good for more. וחזרתי על כל תלמידו וביקשתי לחבר ולא ימצאתי. That means he didn't find anyone should say that they also heard from Rabbi Lezer that Akablim is good. שבוסי לפני Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov הידה לדבוי. So it seems Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov was moide that Rabbi Lezer holds that Akablim is good. זאת רשי, יהיר דופנין יש מפורשים הלוישנה. הקבלין מפורש בסויף פרק שני דעירי ונצפסך על זייסה וסיב גודל ואוב ומין לעצמיות. Now, this memory of Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Loi said Rabbi Lezer held our Kablin is good. The Magia on the Rabbeinu David brings two Rashi's in Erevin. He's mitzadet to say something, but it's misupik if that's like a pshat. The Rashi in the Mishnah and Afchav Gimel Amad Aleph in Erevin says that Rabbi Loi said b'shem Rabbi Lezer af Arkablin. And Arkablin is also good. So Rashi v'sovri Rabbonon d'lav morehu. Rabbonon holds it's not morer. And he holds, it is good. That's Rashi Davchov Gimel Amad Aleph. Rashi Davchov Vav Amad Beis says, what's the svara of Rabbi Lezer? Is the Chachomim hold, Lav Morehu. And what does Rabbi Lezer hold? the tam morer boy. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi, kedarkei bekoidish atzamerdike katzren, explained what the Chachomim hold and what Rabbi Lezer holds. The Chachomim hold lav morer hu, this is not morer. And Rabbi Lezer holds tam morer boy. So what is the machloikis? It's not morer, tam morer boy. If the machloikis would be, they hold it's not morer, it is morer. Not machloikis, you have to understand. But here, the Rakashi, this, he says it's not morer, and he says tam morer boy. So the Magia wants to be mitzadid that we had mentioned in the Mishnah, there's a machloikis, the Ra'o and the Ritve, is there halacha of minim, or kol yerek mar is kosher? The morer means, according to Ra'o, kol yerek mar, and the Ritva says, no, morer is a certain mean. He mentioned Rashi weiss tachoyis that it is a mean. Rashi can say it, weiss Hashem levai. Could be this was the machlekes Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim. The Chachomim held our kablam is no good, lav morer, this is not morer, there are minim of morer, this is not morer. And Rabbi Elezer says, tam morer boy, it has a tam morer, kol yerek mar is good. You don't need a special mean. If it has a tam morer, it's also sufficient. So this would be very nice, and we would say Rashi and Narsugi is going according to the Chachomim, he passed like the Chachomim, so therefore, there is a psul of Shem Levi. But that's what he wants to be mitzadet to say, that's the machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, kol sheyesh leisorof. Let's see what Rashi says. Over Chazalti kol talmidov shel Rabbi Lezer, bikashti lichov lesayeni sheshoma dovo zemi piv v'loy matosi. Sorov, sap, kshechoitchen, oisoy b'mokimchi, tucho yoytze mimenu sorov, lovon kecholov, a white sap comes out of it. Kol sheyesh loy sorov is good. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuka Oimer kol sheponov machsifen. Has to be pale green. Eino yorek me'oid kekarsi, like leek ella paldish. Paldish is pale. It's a pale green. Acherim oimrim. So now we have over here, Rabbi Yehuda says it has to have soft. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breuka says it has to be a pale green. Acherim oimrim, kol yerek mar, that shavi geiris the kol, acherim oimrim yerek mar, yesh loy sorof uponov machsif. Kol yerek mar, tavayu islay, every yerek mar has these two simonim. Yesh loy sorof uponov machsifim, vehein simonim more. Rabbi Yochanan b'divrei kula nilmad yerek mar yesh leisorof uponov machsif. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? B'divrei kula kol hamefoshim shemais hayirokes, all those who said the shemais of the yirokes, kemas nisin, v'tane de bal kapore, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, v'tane de veishmul, mikula lomadnu shahamorer yesh leisorof uponov machsifin, shebechol ayirokis alolu roin onu behen asimon meilu. All these yirokis that are mentioned, all of them have these two simon. Now again, this is a sugya amume. What is, we have so many tanoim and so many opinions. What is happening here in the sugya? The Beis Meir in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel wants to bring a raya from this sugya to the Rama. And the Teshita Sara'o, that there's no halacha of minim. He says, what are the Acherim telling us? Kol yerek mar yesh loy sorof uponov machsif. He says, if halacha is that you yoitze with kol yerek mar, the way the Rama says, there's no din of, maybe chatchila, there's an inyan of minim, But like this, kol yerek mar yayitza with, so it's very good. So what, but there are certain halachas that a yerek mar has to have. Kol yerek mar yesh leisorof upon of machzifa. So he's telling us, and the mail is very good what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. He says, you know, the names of all, that's true. That means all, there's no such halacha of minim. Yayitza with any yerek mar. But he says, if you look at all the names which were mentioned till now, from all of them have these characteristics. So Vaisleis Vakel, Vaisleis, you're right. The Acherim are Marbe, other meaning also, which we, but Al Kaponim, we see that this characteristic of Sorov, upon of Machsifen, all these meaning have. So Memele, so we see that fact is the characteristic of Morim. So Rabbi Yochanan is bringing a raya from the Shemais, to the generality that what the Acherim are saying. Tain it the Beis Meir. But if you'll say there's a locha of minim, so what's like that though? Kol yerek mar yesh lay sorof upon of machsifen. Vaskate miron, what kol yerek mar is. But there's certain minim. So what are you telling me? What are you being moises? So that's what he wants to say. So he wants to say, kol, yeah, that Rakel, that there's no din of minim in Gansen. As long as it has sorof upon the machsif, and that is the what is needed, that is the yerek mar, which is acceptable for mitzvah smol. That's how the base may have. Simen Tov Ayin Gimel wants to, he brings the sheet of the Ramah. And he yates with Kol Yerek Ma. And he has a raya, and he has a kasha on the Ramah from a Gemara in Sukkot Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Gemara says that Merirte Da'akme is good for Mora. So there the Gemara goes into Pilpul, why is Merirte Da'akme good? It says, Ezoi V'loi Ezov Yovon V'loi Leidos and then Hashem Levai Pasol. So why is Merirte Da'akme good? So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Rabbi says, it tells you, know why it's good? Because it's really not a shame, Levi. It's called Merir Tadag because it grows Baga, but it's not a shame, Levi. So you have a sugya that Merir Tadagme is not, if it would be a shame, Levi, it would be possible. The Gemara says it's not a shame, Levi. It's a sugya and that you'd give him a medallah in sugya. Correct the Mogan Avram, because he doesn't understand, according to the Ramah. Ramah says, Kol Yerek Mar is good, so what is my mefalpul with the Hashem Levi, not Hashem Levi. So he slugs up the Ramah from this Gemara. The Sfas Emes in Sukkah wants to fa'emfer the Ramah. He says, Fakir, this Gemara is a raya to the Ramah. And he says as follows. In the Pasuk it says, Meroirim. He says he doesn't understand. The Pasuk says Moroidim. We say Chazeres is good, Ulshin is good, and no one bats an eyelash on that. Everything is good. And Merir Tadagim already is a problem. I mean, Ulshin is also not called, there's different Shemes, and everything is good. So why all of a sudden Merir Tadagim is no good? Zok the Sfas Emes, a beautiful Pshatuk, the Sfas Emes, that in Emerson there's a shame Kloli and a shame Proti. The Torah wrote the Shem Kloli of the mean. Just like there's fruits and there's vegetables and there's greens, there's a Shem Kloli of Meroirim. That's a Shem, Amatzes and Meroirim Yechlu. Then there's Shem Eis Protiim, whatever falls into the category of Meroirim, there's Chazeres, there's Ulshin, there's Tamche, and the Ramah says Kol Yerek Mar. But Kol Yerek Mar has to be called Meroirim. If this Yerek Mar is not called Meroirim, then it's not going to be good. Because it doesn't have to be Chazeres, it can be whatever it is, but it has to be called Meroirim. It falls into the Meroirim. Now, the Gemara is speaking about a meme that the Shem Kloli Sheboy was Merir Tadagme. This wasn't called Meroirim. This is Merir Tadagme. So if in the Shem Kloli Sheboy it's called Merir Tadagme, so I would think you're talking about because the Shem Kloli you need is Kamash Malam that... Merit Tadagma is not a shame Levi. So could be that, uh,
that what Rabbi Yehuda, that we have over here a member of the Acherim. The Acherim say, Kol Yerek Mar Yesh Lo Yisorov Uponov Machsifek. So we could, that's how he wants to fanfare. We had wanted to say Pshat, in the Gemara in Sukkah, Taflamet Gimel, that we wanted to say that is the Emerson, there was a Mesoire, that we said over from the Beis Meir, on the Gemara and Taflamet Gimel. There was a Mesoire of Minim, and the Anaf Eitz Ovis is Marba Hodos Mitzro, because since the Torah wrote a more general term, so that's marbe, that means there's really minim. But there are really minim, but since the Torah wrote a generality, so the generality is marbe, the Hashem Levi of Hodos. That's the purpose of the, that means you need a Hodos. And if we're saying the Torah Hodos Mitzro would not be good. But since the Torah wrote Anaf Eitz Ovis, so that's Marba Hashem Levi of the Min Hodos. That's how the Beis Meir wants to learn the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel. So perhaps we could say that could be the Izadin Minim. No, the generality of Meroirim is Marba Hashem Levi on the five Minim. Like we said, Chazeres is good, so Chazeres Yoilin is also good, Chazeres Galin is good. So this ribui, that Hashem Levi is not mekalkul, could be only if it falls into the category of meroirim. What is meroirim? Meroirim is sorov upon of machsifim. So that means could be, there is a loch of, we have here, I mean, a tremendous machloikis in this nekude. Could be there is a loch of minim. Meroirim is not marbe anything. Meroirim is only marbe the Hashem Levi of these minim. But al kaponim, the ribu is only when it falls into the category of meroirim, which is pon of machsifim and yesh leisorov. Omar Rav Huna alochi kachera. Yeah, that these two simonim are sufficient. Ravina askechel Rav Ache berei de roved av mahader amerirte. Is Mahadar an Merilte. Omalei, which is a very bitter yerek. Omalei, my daitoch, the Meriren Tvei, because it's very bitter. You want to be Mahuda with the gold bitter yerek for more. So he says, V'chazeres nan, the Mishnah started off with Chazeres, V'tonet v'shmul Chazeres, V'omar avoishi a mitzvah b'chazeres, V'omar robe my Chazeres, Chaso. My chasa da chas rachmoni lavo. Vomar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmanim, Rabbi Yonis in Loma Nimshlo Mitzrayim, Mitzriyim ke Morir. Ruitz ke chazeres, it should say, Loi Moloch, ma Morir ze, she tchilos oi rach, vesoif oi koshe, av Mitzrayim, tchilos on rako, vesoif on koshe. Oma alei, hodri bi, I have chavot. Now let us see what Rashi has to say. Sagt Rashi, Kol Yerek Mar Tavai Is Lo Yesh Lo Yisorof Upon HaMachsif Vehein Hein Simon Emor Divrei Kulon Kol HaMafoshim Shemes Ayrokes Kamas Nisen Betanad Bar Kapor Rab Yud Vramei Hanad Veshmu Mekulon Lamanu Shemor Yesh Lo Yisorof Upon HaMachsif Shebechol Ayrokes Halolu Roim onu behem asimonu meilo, amrer to puprets, voho anan reishe de kulu chazeres nan, betonet veishmul nami chazeres, tonet bereish alme, he called me le kulu, if it was put first, vais tochoyis that is a din kedime. Mitzvah bechazeres, meforish taime ke derove v'rab yonison, mai chase, mai taime ke rino lei chase, why is this called chase? Mishum de zeiche hu de chas rachmonon alon. Because this is a zeiche de chas rachmon alon. Alme lohochi kaime. So it's oimed for mitzvahs more. Tachsich mer pshat in this Rashi is as follows. the tam of mitzvahs morer is morer zu shon oichel mashum mo al sheshe morer chayeim b'avayde kosher. How does chase come into the morer chayeim b'avayde kosher? The tzlach says further in daf kuf yud ches amud beis that the reason of the kushiya shibut, the necessity to have a yemoros chayeim b'avayde kosher, that was to be memayel the geula, like this. They had to be there 400 years, and like this, through the kushiya shibut, they were able to get out earlier. Kadosh Baruch Hu mi'ir esakeitz, chishev esakeitz. But the chishev was through the kushiya shibut. So it comes out, the whole Meriris was Kechos Rachmone Alon. Rabbi Yisrael did not want us to remain so long in Mitzrayim, so therefore the Kushi Yashibud was L'tayeles, that we should be able to get out quicker. That's Kechos Rachmone Alon. Now, if this mean somehow was given this name, you have a Dovor Mar that has a name of Chaser, so Vaisa is Fakel that this is the ideal mean for Mitzvahs Morer. Because the whole Tachlis of Mitzvahs Morer is Fakel to remember the Vimorus Chayeim and to remember the purpose of the Vimorus Chayeim. So if this mean has this name, so Vaisa is Kaimeloch. My time a kerina le chasa mishum de zeichu de chosach manu la alma la hochi kaima. So the fakir, this mean that has this name, this is oimet for mitzvah smor, this is the lechat chile for mitzvah smor. Lama nimshilu ke morir dirsi vayimor schayeye, tchilo rake betchilo nishtabdu maidei schar, sho yisoyche noison, soifai koshe, akelach shaloi miskashe ke eitz, get hot. Hodri bi loy oisef oit. Now, this is a yisoidistik yesugye that one could be yoitze with chazeres. The mefarshim say that chazeres is lettuce, romaine lettuce. Now the shaila where is the meriris in lettuce? It's very nice, it has a beautiful shem, it's meramez on the seder hashibut, but where's the vayimoreru? The Chazanish asks, the Gemara says later, in Arvei Psochim, bola matzah yotza, bola morer lo yotza. Person swallows morer, you're not yoitze. So the Rashbam says, if he didn't chew it, he's not yoitze. Bli is called achile, but morer lo yotze, and the mot habits of the Rashbam, the beinin tam morer bepiv. Veleka, the mishim hochi kopet rachmona bedover mal, kede le marer piv shel odom, zeiche levayimoru es chayei. You have to have a merirus, so memelus, amazay swallowing the morer, like a pill, is memel, even though in Hilchus Achil it's called an oichel, your oichel morer, but you're not margish the merirus. That is, kopid rachmona bedova markedei lemarepi, you have to be memarepi. So therefore, Chazayin Ish asks, so how could one be yoitze with chazeres? Where are you memar the pit? Yerushalmi says, Arei chazeres mosoik, Arei einei kori chazeres elo mosoik. When you want to say something sweet, you call it chazeres. Yerushalmi says, just like einei dover, tol elo bechazeres, ma chazeres tchilose mosoik, besoif ein ma, kach oso mitzriim, avi sene bemitzrayim, betchilo bemeitav haoretz, The knisa to Mitzrayim was very sweet. So that's how That's why we're boiche bechazes. Frag the chazen nish. Zeh, it's beautiful. It's mosik medvash the pshat, aber al kolponim, but the Gemara says, bola amore lo yotze, you have to be malgish pepi the mariris. So the chazen nish says, amore de kechumre la aloche, he says, ein yoitzin bechazeres at sheyipel boi hamariris. You have to be margish some bitterness. Vehine achacham tzvi kosev dehu salat belaz, betzorich lizoyer shloilotzis boy ad sheyis mare. You're not yoite till you'll feel some meriris. Ubesoifoi hu mar kelane. If you leave it there, it gets very bitter. Tzoch likach koidem sheyis mare kolkach. What was the Yerushalmi's kasha? Yerushalmi's kasha was that the mean is no good because it has mesikas in it. So the Yerushalmi says the mesikas is not mekalkal because it's dumi to the shiba that chilosei mosik v'soifei ma'at. Al kaponim, that's a meir de kechidish of the chazainish that you need meriris betzer. The Ran, which we mentioned before, also by Stoish, you need Meriris. I never have a meaning that it's not Mitzarif, the meaning, Kim Dam Rirusa Kop Dimin, Taimed the Chad Bebatel Chavre. Kamashmon, the Kim Deshul Kulon, Tam Meriris Mitzarfen. But by Stoish from the Ran, you need Meriris Take. You need Meriris, like the Chazen Ish says. But there are Kedoyle Achroinem, that seem to hold that you don't need any meriris whatsoever. The Beis Yosef says, mitzvah bechazeres, afapi shehi misuke, ve'ein bo meriris. That is the lashon of the Beis Yosef. The Pri Chodesh says, iker mitzvah bechazeres, afapi shehi misuke beyoser, ve'ein bo shum meriris. The Bechlal Morer Nichnas Chazeres. Fikach Avkshehim Mesuke Yoitzim Bo. That's what the Prichoder says. Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Lachzarach HaChazeres, Afa Bisha Chazeres, Ein Bo Meriris. Mitzvah Lachzarach Avkshehim Mesuke. Baruch HaShulchan says, Vein Letmoy Al Mashika Mitzvah Chazeres, Vein Bo Meriris. Aber Kaponim, it's also good. Akaponim, we see there are gedoyli achroinim that hold that you do not need any meriris whatsoever. But what will we do from the chazainish? The chazainish brings a raya from the gemore that is a besunder inyan of tam more beinin. It's not sufficient that you swallow the more. You have to chew the more. You have to be loyis the more. So what do we do with the guy from the Chazainish? Tamor Rabina. By Chazeres, what's the union of Tamor? Sweet. Perhaps the Ike Mechuvin is not that you need Meriris. You have to be Toyim, the mean that symbolizes the Meriris of the Shibud. The Meriris of the Shibud, there were different stages. The Meriris was, let us imagine in picture, when in the Toikev HaTzoris, and they looked back at the Mesikis of the way they were attracted to Mitzrayim, B'meitav HaOretz, or the way Rashi says that they got Tzchiris, I think they were bittered over that also. They saw how they let themselves in to into the Shibud because of the Mesikis that was given to them. That's also part of the Shibud. That was part of the Tzoreh, the Mesikis in the beginning and the Meriris at the end. There were different stages in the Shibud. You have to eat a mean. You have to be malgish from a mean that the taste of the mean pictures and symbolizes the Shibud. There was manim that the Shibud looked sweet, there was manim that the Shibud was very bitter.
So al kaponim, you have to eat a mean that symbolizes and pictures the zmanei hashibut. But you have to taste that mean. So bol amorer lo yotza. If you swallowed morer, if you swallowed chazeres, you're not tasting it. So you are not feeling the shibut, the oifen hashibut. There were stages in the shibut, sweetness and bitterness, but that was the shibut. So if you don't taste it, you're not yotze. Tam morer binen, the tam of the morer you're being yotze with, you have to be malgish. That's why bol amorer lo yotza. But it could very well be, even though it is sweet, you'll still be yotze. Because this is the tam of the mean that the Torah said you should be yotze with.